The Digital Dime, December 6, 2019. Written by Samantha Wall. Following important cannabis news articles every day can be a real burnout, we know. That's why The Emerald rolls up a chronicle of the headiest news hits and passes them to you at the end of each week. We bring you The Digital Dime. What's the hapsin with hemp? It seems nobody in the hemp industry can catch a break this year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, released yet another disappointing ruling. CBD is unfit to use in food. Without specific review of a CBD edible safety, it cannot be sold legally anywhere in the country, Hemp Industry Daily reports. This is a huge letdown for companies who have dedicated 2019 to perfecting their products. Hemp was given the go-ahead last year after legislation passed the Farm Bill. But actual hemp and CBD products have been kept in a hazy purgatory while waiting for finalized regulations. Up next, decriminalization on the drug front. Perhaps the trippiest news to dominate headlines lately is the potential decriminalization of psychedelics. Liberal Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, went viral with her support for the proposal. But she's not the only one in favor. According to a Marijuana Moment article, almost 100 U.S. cities are also on board. Meanwhile, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang voiced approval of decriminalizing opiates in a video interview this week. He even proposed consumption sites around the country for drug abuse victims to use in a safe environment. Yang's political platform hasn't exactly proved conceivable to everyone. But at the speed in which other progressive ideas, like decriminalizing mushrooms, have started trending, maybe such ideas warrant further reflection. Next, Willie Nelson no longer lights up. Earlier this week, Willie Nelson publicly announced his retirement from smoking weed. After 65 years of lighting up, the country singer's lungs just aren't the same. But he said nothing about quitting cannabis. Willie does what he wants, when he wants, regarding smoking, Nelson's publicist told USA Today. The anti-smoke stance appears to be a preventative choice rather than an indo-end-all. While we expand cancer research, such attitudes toward inhalation need not go overlooked. Same applies to consumers during the vape crisis. If there's anyone cannabis users should take advice from, it's Willie frickin' Nelson. And finally, Wheezy indeed. Notorious rapper Lil Wayne, a.k.a. Wheezy, just announced the launch of his new cannabis company, GKUA Ultra Premium. The preface of the brand's website features a large-scale video of Wayne in chromatic loungewear, blowing smoke out onto a tropical horizon. If his trademark raspy voice didn't already make you want to roll up, you'll be stoned by the end of the ad. And that is a promise. GKUA offers everything from vapes to pre-rolls, all Lil Wayne tested and approved.